I am Richard Rajaratnam, and I'm going to read the first lesson for today, The Gift of Love. And I'm going to read it in Tamil, which is perhaps the oldest spoken and written language in the world, around 5,000 years. முதலாம் கொரிந்தியர் 13 அதிகாரம் முதல் 3 வசனங்கள். நான் மனுஷர் பாஷைகளை தூதர் பாஷைகளையும் பேசினாலும் அன்பு எனக்கு இராவிட்டால் சத்தமிடுகிற வெண்கலம் போலவும் ஓசையிடுகிற கைத்தாளம் போலவும் இருப்பேன். நான் தீர்க்க தரிசன வார்த்தையை உழவனாயிருந்தாலும் சகல இரகசியங்களையும் சகல அறிவையும் அறிந்தாலும் மலைகளை பெயர்த்தக்கத்தக்கதாக சகல விசுவாசமும் இருந்தாலும் அன்பு எனக்கு இராவிட்டால் நான் ஒன்றுமில்லை. எனக்கு உண்டான யாவற்றையும் நான் அன்னதானம் பண்ணினாலும் என் சரீரத்தை சுட்டரிக்க கொடுத்தாலும் அன்பு எனக்கு இராவிட்டால் எனக்கு ஒரு பிரயோஜனமும் இல்லை.
My name is Jazz Roberts, and I'll be reading the scriptures in Urdu. India has 22 languages, and Urdu is one of them. Mohabbat safar wali hoti hai aur naram dil hoti hai. Mohabbat na jalan karti hai, نہ اپنی تعریف کرتی ہے نہ گھمن کرتی ہے. یہ بدماشیاں نہیں کرتی, اپنا فائدہ نہیں چاہتی, غصہ جلدی نہیں کرتی اور برائیاں یاد نہیں رکھتی. محبت برائی پر خوش نہیں ہوتی بلکہ سچائی دیکھ کر خوش ہوتی ہے. محبت ہر چیز برداشت کرتی ہے, ہر بات پر بھروسہ رکھتی ہے, ہر حال میں امید رکھتی ہے اور ہر مشکل میں صبر کرتی ہے.
Good morning. My name is L.J. Arguelles. I will be reading the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 to 13 in Filipino language, mainly Tagalog. The greatest of this is love. May katapusan ang propesiya at sa ang pagkasalita sa iba't ibang wika ay matitigil at ang kaalaman ay mawawala ng kabuluhan, ngunit ang pag-ibig ay walang hangganan. Hindi paganap ang ating kaalaman, ganoon din ang pagpapahayag natin ng mensahe ng Diyos. Ngunit darating ang panahon, magiging ganap ang lahat. Mawawala na ang anumang hindi ganap. Noong bata pa ako, ang aking pagkasalita, pag-iisip at pangangatwiran ay tulad ng sa bata. Ngunit ngayong matanda na ako, iniwan ko na ang mga ugaling pambata. Sa ngayon, para tayong nakatingin sa malabong salamin. Ngunit darating ang araw na malinaw na ang ating makikita. Bahagya lamang ang ating nalalaman ngayon. Ngunit darating ang araw na malalaman natin ang lahat, tulad ng ganap na pagkakakilala ng Diyos sa atin. At ngayon, ang tatlong bagay na ito ang nananatili: ang pagtitiwala, pag-asa, at pag-ibig. Ngunit ang pinakadakila sa mga ito ay ang pag-ibig.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Hello everybody and good morning. My name is Joshua Panraju, and I will be reading John 15, 8 through 11 in Spanish. En esto es glorificado mi Padre, en que deis mucho fruto, y así probéis que sois mis discípulos. Como el Padre me ha amado, así también yo os he amado. Permaneced en mi amor, si guardéis mis mandamientos, permaneceréis en mi amor, así como yo he guardado los mandamientos de mi Padre y permanezco en su amor. Estas cosas os he hablado para que mi gozo esté en vosotros y vuestro gozo sea perfecto.
Hi, I'm Reverend Jaemun Lim, retired pastor. I'm going to read the second pericope of gospel reading in Korean.
내 계명은 곧 내가 너희를 사랑한 것 같이 너희도 서로 사랑하라 하는 이것이니라. 사람이 친구를 위하여 자기 목숨을 버리면 이에서 더 큰 사랑이 없나니 너희가 나의 명하는 대로 행하면 곧 나의 친구라. 이제부터는 너희를 종이라 하지 아니하리니 종은 주인의 하는 것을 알지 못함이니라. 너희를 친구라 하였노니 내가 내 아버지께 들은 것을 다 너희에게 알게 하였음이니라. 아멘.
I'm Jambo Mabibi Nabuana. My name is David Daudi Fraser. I'll be reading from Yohana chapters 15, verses 16 and 17 in Kiswahili, which is the national and unifying language of Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania. Sinini milion ichagua mimi, bali ni mimi nili yewachuga nini, nami nika waweka na mwenga mkazae matunda, na matunda yenu yapate kukaa, ili kwamba lolote mwombalo, baba kwa jina langu awapeni. Haya na mwamuru nyinyi mpate kupendana. This is the gospel of Christ.
Happy World Communion Sunday, everyone. Thank you all for worshiping God together on this special Sunday. And our big thanks to all the six amazing scripture readers this morning as we are celebrating World Communion Sunday. How about we give a big hand? Well done. Good job, everyone. Thank you so much. I'm sure you know now there are 195 countries in the world, thanks to Christina. Then do you know how many languages there are in the world? It is interesting to learn. By the way, can you guess? Interestingly, there are over 7,000 languages currently spoken in the world. Wow, 7,000 languages. Yet, we are all connected with one another and everyone across the world beyond our differences, but through the unifying and steadfast love of God. Finally, my sermon series, Life is Better Together, is coming to an end. This morning, my final and conclusion sermon's title is Relationships That Reflect God's Love. Yes, life is better together. Thank you. However, we also need to realize that there should be a quiet time with yourself, alone, with God only. This is not a time of loneliness, but a time of solitude. It is very important that we need to clarify that loneliness and solitude are not the same. Unlike loneliness, solitude is an inner state of a being where one is centered and present with God, simply being alone physically. So, while loneliness is a bad thing, kind of, solitude, on the other hand, is a good thing that needs to be sought in the midst of life together with other people. Just like it is necessary for us to take some time, me times, right, and retreat, especially a spiritual retreat amid extra busy and chaotic schedules. One of my favorite authors is Henry Nouwen, born in 1932, died in 1996. He was a Dutch Catholic priest, theologian, and author who wrote 39 books throughout his lifetime. All his books are wonderful and inspiring to me. And one of his books is entitled Reaching Out, the Three Movements of the Spiritual Life. And I love this book very much. According to this book's central theme, spiritual growth occurs through three essential movements. Number one, from loneliness to solitude. This is your relationship with self, yourself. This movement involves moving past the pain of human loneliness by transforming it into a chosen inner solitude where one finds their true self rather than relying on others to fill that void. Number two, from hostility to hospitality. This is your relationship with others. This shift transforms our reactions toward others from a place of conflict and suspicion to one of openness and welcome, where we create a safe space for others to be themselves and to grow. And number three, from illusion to prayer. This is your relationship with God. This final movement involves shedding false beliefs about our own power and immortality, moving instead into a vulnerable and but dependent relationship with God through authentic prayer. In this sense, our spiritual life is this continuing cycle of these three movements in our relationships. Yes, your whole life is simply loving relationships with God, with yourself, and with other people. That's why we must constantly pursue and reflect God's love in all our relationships throughout our limited yet precious lives. One of the well-known and most favorite passages for wedding is love chapter from 1 Corinthians, and we have shared the passage this morning in multiple languages, right? But thank God we had an English version on the screen, right? But love, especially God's love, should be practiced and celebrated not only in marriage relationships, but also in all and any relationships. Apostle Paul's strong conclusion on God's love. And now faith, hope, and love remain these three, and the greatest of three of these is love. Amen. Moreover, before apostles' time, Jesus urges us to abide in his love and to love one another from John chapter 15. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. And he gives us the new commandment. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Yes, love is the foundation of life and fellowship. Christian love binds believers together and empowers the church to fulfill its mission. Life is, of course, better together. However, whenever we deal with relationships, because we are human, we must also deal with conflicts. Therefore, we must exercise forgiveness and grace within the community all the time. Why? Because God has forgiven us first through the love of Christ Jesus. And by loving one another with forgiveness and grace, even though we are not perfect in every aspect, we would be able to reflect God's love in our lives and in our relationships. My sisters and brothers in Christ, in verse 16 of John, Jesus reminds us of who we are and whose we are. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. As we are concluding the sermon series, yes, our life is better together with God's love. And whenever we are together or being in solitude, we are called to bear fruit. The fruit of God's love that will last forever. What a joy and what a blessing. Thanks be to God. And all the God's people say, Amen.